Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this episode of Coaching for Couples, where we help transform your relationship breakdowns into relationship breakthroughs. And I'm your host, Certified Relationship Coach, Dave Jenkins.
Thanks for being a part of our Coaching for Couples podcast community, where we give your relationship a quick shot of encouragement, information, and transformation. I'm Dave Jenkins, and I want to be your relationship coach. I help couples, dating or married, by transforming relationship breakdowns into relationship breakthroughs. If you want to know more about what I do, or you'd like to set up your own free Renew My Relationship session, go to my website at www.coachingforcouples.com. That's coaching followed by the number 4couples.com, or call me at 469-626-7750. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/coachingforcouples. There are over 180,000 titles to choose for, and they have the right match for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3. In a relationship, it is really important to know how to answer without arguing. The hustle of life and the need to get things done fast can cause us to have major communication breakdowns. But what if you were able to find that open spot in your heart to respond instead of reacting to some stimuli that your loved one has given you? Well, today we're going to look at this, and what's going to guide us are three simple principles. And I use the acronym AIM, that's A-I-M, to embody these principles. Now, the A stands for, what is your attitude right now? What frame of mind are you operating in? That's what we're talking about, your attitude. How are you thinking? Where's your head at? The I is, what's your intent for your relationship, both short-term and long-term? How do you intend for your relationship to survive? What are the normal communication protocols for your relationship? You've got to have intentionality about what you do in your relationship. And the M, does this conversation, does me winning this at all costs really matter? Now, relationships can stretch your ability to talk. Definitely, no problem at all. I understand that. So let me just kind of give you an example, a story, if you will, about how to put the AIM principle to use. It's been a long day at work. There were many unhappy clients, and you've got a very overly demanding boss. As you leave work, there's a wreck that has slowed traffic down, and you still don't know what you're going to do for dinner. You finally make it to the kids' school, the daycare, pick them up, and they're acting up like unbelievable. You drag your body into the house and into the kitchen to get dinner started, only to discover there's no milk. And your spouse comes into the house, and before you can say hello, the first thing out of their mouths is, did you pick up my things from the cleaners? You remember very distinctly the discussion on this, and you were not the one to pick up the dry cleaning. So just as you're about to answer your spouse, one of the kids just releases a blood-curdling scream, and you turn around and look, what has happened now? You look at your kids, and you look at your spouse, and you think, what is going on here? You pivot for one moment to check on the kids and to diffuse the situation with them. After getting them into their separate corners, you take dead square aim at your spouse. You are now ready to really put them in their place, because here's what went wrong. They didn't even come in the house and say, hello, how are you doing? No type of greeting. They didn't even offer to help with the kids. And thirdly, you remember exactly that conversation about who would pick up the clothes from the cleaners. So you line up all your ammo, get your guns ready, and then slowly and strongly something moves in your spirit. And it says to you, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. And you recognize that's from James chapter 1, verse 19. In your mind, real quickly, you think, okay, where did that thought come from? What does that got to do with anything that's going on in my life right now? You've had it now, and it's time to let your spouse, your mate, have it too. But once again, that thought softly treads into your mind. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. You begin to think to yourself, you got to be kidding me. What's up with this kind of thought? I've had a hard day at work, there was traffic, the kids, and now this spouse comes in asking about laundry, and this thought is trying to tell me to do what? Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger? So you decide to take a deep breath to get in touch with who you really are and to listen to that still, peaceful voice that's speaking to you. There's a centeredness about this, even if the situation does not change. And you're starting to think, I've got this. I know how to handle this. All right, in that story, we saw all three foundational principles of the AIM process in use. There was the A, the attitude, checking your attitude, understanding, hey, had a hard day. The boss was like this. Clients were like this. The kids were doing this. So what attitude, what frame of mind, what type of me am I bringing to the situation? Where am I, my attitude? The second thing, what's your intent for the relationship? It is extremely important that we realize that every time we get an opportunity, we set a mode, we set a model for how our relationship communications are going to go. So if every time somebody gets on your nerve and you explode and you respond negatively, then you just develop this pattern, this tradition of how you're going to respond to each other negatively, aggressively, violently in some cases. That's not the intent of your relationship. When you got into this relationship, it was about loving one another. It's about being able to support one another. And then third thing, does it really matter? At the end of the day, did it matter who picked up the laundry, who didn't? At the end of the day, is that the most important thing in your relationship, laundry? I don't think so. Well, I hope you enjoyed this teaching segment on Coaching for Couples podcast. And if you're ready to transform your relationship breakdowns into relationship breakthroughs, then I really want to urge you to get in touch with me. You can call me at 469-626-7750 or email me at dave@coachingforcouples.com. So my question to you is, what's keeping you from having your best relationship now? What would your life be like if you're able to experience your relationship dreams right now? I heard a man once say to me, nothing's going to ever change until something changes. So it's up to you to decide to make the change. Call me at 469-626-7750 or email me at dave@coachingforcouples.com. Thank you for listening to Coaching for Couples podcast. See you again on our next podcast.